general application. The invitation of mercy had been refused by the Jewish nation, and the message was to be sent to the highways and hedges, to the whole Gentile world. The way in which the message was treated in that age is an illustration of the way in which it is treated in every age of the world. The very same means are used in presenting the truth in every generation, and the same excuses are offered in refusing the invitation. Some declare that they cannot follow Christ because to do so would interfere with their business interests. Others urge the difficulties that would arise in their social relations should they obey the commandments of God. They say that it cannot afford to be out of harmony with their neighbors, acquaintances, and relatives. As I've had the opportunity and privilege and responsibility to share the understanding of Daniel 11 verse 40 in Adventism, and I've had the opportunity to do it in many countries around the world. And when you are in the work of presenting a particular truth such as this, then you're much more familiar with the resistance to that truth than someone that doesn't ever enter into that work. And there are many ways that I'm familiar with that men have tried to avoid the truth of verse 40. Whether it's the largest avoidance of this verse in Adventism is the fact that people simply aren't studying prophecy at all. They have no understanding of verse 40 one way or another. Then there's a segment in Adventism that have a little bit of familiarity with verse 40, but it's based upon what Uriah Smith concluded years ago, and they've never taken it any deeper. They've never tested Uriah Smith's conclusions, never took it any deeper than he did. So when they are confronted with something that challenges his premises, very few seem to respond with the earnest desire to come to their own conclusion based upon the Word of God on his position versus possibly new light. Then there's those also that understand this verse correctly as far as the flow of events, but many of that particular group, when they get into the next verse, they take a wrong turn, and the wrong turn actually makes this verse of insignificance. It changes it to just simply a prophetic understanding instead of present truth. And there's some that are confronted with the truth of this verse, and they just